You're listening to Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. To listen to the full show in its entirety, find the full Dana show with the most recent date. Thanks for listening.
I mean, I can, if you lick a dirty gun, I can tell you what would happen.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast.
That 21-year-old pimp. That 21-year-old pimp. That 21-year-old trafficker who is not yet a convicted felon. Roll on into any place you want and buy a gun under this provision and walk around in whatever way you want. No training, no understanding, Wild West pimp style. That's what this bill does. And then that pimp can roll into whatever small businesses in your community with their stable of girls, and they can flaunt it. Wild West pimp style.
Wild West pimp style. Sounds like a new store opening up in that redone area down there in Fort Worth. You know, down there in the stockyards. Welcome to Wild West Pimp Style. My name is Natalie. How can I help Wild West pimp up your look? Welcome back to the show. I'm Dana Lash. DanaLash.com. Make sure you go there. Sign up for that newsletter, won't you please? Because I've got all kinds of stuff coming at you, so you don't want to miss it. This was in a debate about Texas constitutional carry. Now, wait a second. This is all relevant to you because we are all going to laugh at this woman's statement and this woman. But the Texas Republicans all finally decided, hey, maybe it's not enough just to do, I don't know, like a sanctuary state that has no teeth at all whatsoever because it's not a legislative action. Let's maybe, I don't know, pass constitutional carry. Woo! Which I get it. You shouldn't have to say, remember, guys, we got the Second Amendment, because that's what constitutional carry is. So it passed through the House, constitutional carry, and HB 1927. And so, I mean, I think the thing I've enjoyed most about this soundbite from this lawmaker is the fact that the memes that came of it, the memes that are there. So this was State Representative Ann Johnson, and she's trying to scare all of you people about constitutional carry with pimps. Now, I know can I hear it again? Because this is one of my favorite sound bites of all time. This is, everyone, this is Texas Representative Ann Johnson about pimps.
That 21-year-old trafficker who is not yet a convicted felon.
I still like this.
Roll on into any place you want and buy a gun under this provision and walk around in whatever way you want. No training, no understanding, Wild West pimp style.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what this bill does. And then that pimp can roll into whatever small businesses in your community with their stable of girls, and they can flaunt it.
Wild West pimp style. So Ann Johnson doesn't know what in the hell constitutional carry is, because it has nothing to do with buying a gun. It says that you can just carry your gun without having to ask the government, may I carry this lawful item that I am allowed by just being an American citizen affirmed by the Constitution to have? Please, may I have more gruel, Mr. Government? Just a reminder to everybody, 256 years ago on this day at Lexington and Concord, the first shot of the War of Independence broke out and Minutemen stood their ground. Just an FYI. So, Ann Johnson, that she says small business owners are going to have to confront pimps. Wild West pimps. Which made me ask, Kane on break, what's the difference between like a regular pimp and a Wild West pimp?
Right.
For real.
I mean, honestly, we have to guess because she did not specify it.
Yeah.
On the floor. So I would have to imagine it's any pimp that's not East Coast.
This is my favorite. She goes, that pimp, says Ann Johnson, quote, that pimp can roll into whatever small business is in your community with their stable of girls and they can flaunt it. And if you don't have the courage, says Texas Representative Ann Johnson, to stand up and say, Mr. Pimp, with your stable of girls, I really don't want you here in my business in this manner. She's a South Park character. Ann Johnson is a South Park character. Mr. Pimp. Oh, my gosh. You know what? This is totally this is just like a new character. I mean, if I can't roll in Wild West pimp style, what the hell's the point? Right. Oh, man. Apparently, I was unaware of Wild West pimp style. And I didn't know what it was before, and I apologize. Mr. Pimp.
What is the flaunting of girls?
About flaunting of caring.
Oh, but that wouldn't be, that'd be conceal, right? Mm. If you're concealing, you wouldn't be flaunting it, right? Or am I just like,
yeah, most people, because they like to have the advantage. They don't, I mean, there's only a couple of times that I will think it's actually better to open carry, but for the most part, I like the tactical advantage of having it concealed, because if in any kind of mass casualty incident, you would be deemed as the person who would be able to stop the criminal, so you would have a target on you. So, but I just, so it's, I mean, what they're wanting to do is reduce the punishment for carrying a firearm. If it's private property and there's a prohibited sign, it brings it down from a Class A misdemeanor to a Class C. You can't carry it's illegal to carry your firearm on private property if they don't want you to carry it and they post the signage. It has to be posted in a certain way. And if you refuse to leave, then it escalates back up to a Class A misdemeanor. So, it is really amazing to me. I have to say, it's pretty amazing to me that this was an actual thing that was said. But this is one of the best things. It's just one of the most ridiculous things ever. That burden is shifted to small businesses. Wasn't that burden already shifted to them, though, with the signage that they had to post? Because they had to get specific signage. You can't just put like a no guns allowed. It had to be a specific sign, a specific size, with specific language, on specific material, posted in a specific way, at a specific location. Literally, all these things. Yes. I'm just saying. Wild West pimp style. I mean, for real, though. Isn't that the only way that, you know, people can go in? Is Wild West pimp style?
And by the way, she's describing, criminal. They're going to do Wild West pimp style stuff no matter what the law says, because they don't obey the law. So her giving us examples of crime is not exactly the dunk she thinks it is.
Like, by the way, where is her obsession with pimp coming from? Is she trying not to say thug?
Why is that bad to say thug?
I don't know. I'm just wondering. Like, why is she saying pimp?
I don't know.
Like, that comes to your mind? Like a Wild West pimp with women on his arm? It's taking everything I have.
She's not the salesperson she thinks she is.
The Wild West pimp. And then the business owner has to say, I'm not even joking, she said this. And if you don't have the courage to stand up and say, Mr. Pimp. Mr. Pimp, with your stable of girls, I don't really want you here in my business in this pimp manner. Pimping. Oh, man.
Which all businesses currently have the right to do.
Yeah, all businesses have the right to do anyway. You could have a business owner get up and say, you know what? I don't like the fact that you're wearing flip-flops and you have dirty feet. Get out of my store. Get out. I mean, private business owners can do whatever they want. It's Wild West pimping for them, okay? Just, you know what I need right now? I need the Jay-Z song, please. Oh, my gosh. The fact that neither you nor Steve, who can be forgiven because he's in early aughts, the fact that you did not immediately think Big Pimpin'.
Well, of course, Big Pimpin'.
We're totally going to get flagged on YouTube
think you
for this.
Want that. Yeah, because this will flag the.
I know, because YouTube are fascist. I don't even think I could make the hand gesture because I'll get in trouble with.
Wait a minute, is it? There's no cussing in that song, is there?
Oh, yeah, there totally is.
Oh, well, then no, I'm not going to play it.
There's so much cussing, Gane. It's Wild West Pimpin'.
I have to find the edit first.
Wild West Pimp style. What? I just want to know, like, do you have to have a cowboy hat, cowboy boots, spurs, rhinestones? Like, what level are we looking at? Is it like rhinestone cowboy Wild West pimp? Or is it more like, I'm from California, moved to Austin, I went and got the first pair of boots I saw so I could look legit pimp? Like, what level pimp are we at? I love it. Mr. Pimp, with your stable of girls, Mr. Pimp. Oh, my gosh. So you know, that's really ultimately what not having concealed carry or what constitutional carry is doing. It's preventing a plethora of pimps from running around wild, a plethora of pimps. What is the plural? Is it just pimps? Like a flock of a bunch of crows is a murder. What's a bunch of pimps?
It's not a pimpopity, if that's what you're thinking.
Pimpopity. I could make fun of this all day. But here's the other big thing. And joking aside, everybody I know, you realize that the fear that people have in all these other areas that have passed constitutional carry and this argument that there's just going to be Wild West pimps everywhere that has never happened in any of those areas that where they have passed constitutional carry. Furthermore, I will add, most people don't want to get a misdemeanor charge for like reckless discharge or illegal or unlawful discharge, criminal discharge of a firearm. They understand that the law is very, very strict and they take their right as a very seriously, and they get more, they get training on it. I don't think that someone who is this ignorant of law or firearm owners like Texas State Representative Ann Johnson should be anywhere near making policy about it. I'll tell you that, because if you want my honest opinion, that's all. I mean, we got enough Wild West pimps running around in Texas House of Representatives, and we don't need Wild West pimps writing policy. We don't need no pimp policy. Founded 30 years ago, Kel-Tec takes pride in their mission of game-changing innovation and performance. A privately owned family company, Kel-Tec began making firearms in 1995 and to this day continues to never copy weapons, but always innovate and create never-before-seen firearms. Now, SHOT Show is usually the time for Kel-Tec to unveil what's next, but with SHOT canceled this year, stay tuned to this program and the Kel-Tec social channels to discover new Kel-Tec weapons, all true to Kel-Tec's commitment to their customers by offering them firearm designs they can't get anywhere else. All Kel-Tec firearms are quality made right here in America in a true family culture that embraces every employee and where people are genuinely happy to go to work. Kel-Tec believes in respect, family, and the right to bear arms, and they work hard to provide top quality products for you, law enforcement, and military personnel that protect America and her freedoms. To find a retailer near you and learn more about Kel-Tec's full line of pistols, rifles, shotguns, accessories, and more, check them out at KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Kel-Tec.
Oh boy, oh my goodness. So, you guys know my opinion about this particular candidate. Nothing personal, it's all business. I just don't like candidates that are weak and actually have affairs and that causes them the governor's mansion and then like and jeopardizes the entire party. So Greitens apparently somehow convinced Kimberly Guilfoyle to serve as national chair of the Eric Greitens for U.S. Senate campaign. I know Kim. Kim's a friend. She's very nice. I like her a lot. Not as a politician, I'm not a fan of Greitens. I think that makes it clear. But I have not looked to see what the Twitter comments are because I've been busy. Somebody chuckled. Somebody over here chuckled. I'm just saying. I've not seen what those are, but I'm just, you know, put it out there. Yep, they're still building it up. This hasn't changed. People think that, Russia's just going to change their mind because Joe Biden wags his finger? Not so much. So so Russia apparently is still building out and bringing more and more troops up to their borders, that military base in Crimea. Yeah, that's satellite images reveal this. We've seen it. 150,000 troops there on the border with Ukraine. And the military camp, Kachkik, I don't know, has every consonant in it. It's on the south coast of the Crimean Peninsula. It shows all kinds of vehicles lined up, these satellite images, and fenced off pens, infantry tents. They really, really, really want that seaport so bad. They're also going to take, you know, all this other land, too. So just an FYI. Yeah. Also, NYPD confiscated a T-shirt gun that was mounted to a rapper's Hummer. It wasn't even an actual, like, gun. It was a T-shirt gun. Like an air rifle that shoots promo T-shirts. It was on top of a, and I think that's actually pretty cool, Christopher Stoney. It's his Hummer along 9th Avenue in Manhattan. And nope, the people were like, those T-shirt guns, that's a high capacity T-shirt mag something. He was launching T-shirts during promotional events and they made him take it off. They confiscated it because somebody could have shot a bunch of T-shirts out of people. I don't know. Good grief. Also, gosh, if you have a Peloton, the treadmill, I safety regulators are saying if you have kids, don't use a treadmill because that you can they can become pinned or entrapped under the rear roller. I just thought just keep your damn kids off the treadmills anyway, right? Like how is that? We know how these work.
About another epidemic in the U.S., and that is gun violence. 8 people were shot and killed in a mass shooting in Indianapolis on Thursday night. The U.S. has reported 47 mass shootings in just over a month. You've worked in public health broadly for a long time. Is gun violence in the U.S. a public health emergency?
You know, myself as a public health person, I think you can't run away from that. I mean, when you see people getting killed, I mean, in this last month, it's just been horrifying what's happened. How can you say that's not a public health issue?
Really easily, I can say that it's actually not a public health issue. And it's not a public health issue, Dr. Fauci, because criminal usage of inanimate objects is largely an issue of a weakened justice system, lowered deterrence. That's why. Classifying something as a public health issue just to control it isn't science. And that's where we are. Welcome back to the show. I'm Dana Lash. Good to be with you guys today. We're going to have a nice little happy Monday. A little happy Monday. Paint some happy little trees, right? If you believe that, I got a bridge to sell you. I'm drinking black coffee, you know. I'm about to just, my crack level's about to go to 11. Yeah, that's, no. Why are they even asking him about this? That's like, can you imagine, and I'm going to go back to this because I can't tell you how many emails that I've had where people are like, you know, when you say that hearing some of these people talk about guns is like listening to you talk about football, there has never been a better analogy on this earth ever, nor will there ever be. The perfect analogy doesn't exist. Oh, there's Dana talking about football. It's true. Can you imagine me being on cable news and they're like, Dana, I don't even know what I would ask myself. Ask me a football question. One of you, Steve Kane, make up a football question. Ask me something football. You're the interviewer on cable
news. How many
news.
Downs does any team have before it resets if they don't reach their 10-yard goal?
How many downs does a team,
get?
Does a team get before it sets the...
Yeah, right, before it resets when they get 10 yards, right? So how many chances do they have before...
All right, I'm going to let you yards. Peek into my mind to see how I think. Well, I have no blanking idea. So I'm going to go with a number that is an even number because I believe that all digits should have friends. So I like even numbers because it's
such as
symmetrical,
maps,
such as math.
Such as?
10.
Wow, that was really, really wrong.
So it's like way the opposite way. Higher? Is that 20 downs?
Half of that.
20 downs.
What down do you punt on?
What? Is that here's my question. And again, for those just joining, we're doing a live experiment because when you ask Dr. Fauci about guns, it's just like asking me about football. Is a down the same thing as one of those yard lines? It is.
It is not.
No.
A down is not the same as
Is it a collection
line.
Of them?
It is
10
no.
yards.
No.
I know not. Nothing about football. It's so how many What did you ask me, Steve? How many downs
does a team have to get
to get 10 yards?
How many chances?
Two?
Man.
Five.
You're
15.
You're way cold now.
Eight.
You were close there with five.
One.
No, you were super warm with
Four.
Five.
Four.
Fourth down. There we
Four?
Go.
There it
Yay!
Is.
Yay! So that's exactly what it's like hearing Anthony Fauci talk about
Coach,
guns.
Coach, we don't have whack bat where I'm from. What are the rules?
There's no whack bat on the other side of the river?
No, we mostly just run grass sprints or play acorns.
Huh. Well, it's real simple. Basically, there's 3 grabbers, 3 taggers, 5 twig runners, and the player at whack bat. The center tagger lights a pine cone, chucks it over the basket, and the whack batter tries to hit the cedar stick off the cross rock. Mm-hmm. Then the twig runners dash back and forth until the pine cone burns out and the umpire calls hot box. Finally, at the end, you count up however many score downs it adds up to and divide that by 9.
Got it.
Yeah, so I understand
like that.
I get that. I mean, I totally get that. It's based on a cricket bat, too. Did you know that, the whack bat?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. See, I could play whack bat. I actually understand that better. And I don't know if it was just because Owen Wilson was explaining it or not. Just because it was funnier. I don't know. But I understand that. Same thing. Exactly the same thing. Hearing Fauci talk about, why are they asking him? So, Dr. Fauci, what do you think about the so-and-so's chances on America's Got Talent tonight? Huh? We would like, so, Dr. Fauci, what do you think of the latest battle between skinny jeans versus wide leg? Really? You're going to ask him about that? What else are you going to ask him about, right? Do you remember the Moonies, Dr. Fauci? You remember the little the plastic people that you could squeeze a little pump and they'd drop their pants and flash the car behind them? That was very popular on cars in the late 80s, early 90s. What is your opinion of the Moonies? I mean, it's the same thing. You're asking, he's an immunologist. He's not a genie. What the hell? He's an immunologist. If you were going to ask him, if I lick this door handle, will I get sick? He could answer that. Right?
In a roundabout way.
I mean, he could answer that. I don't know that I would believe him even then, but that's at least, you know, I don't mind. See, here's the difference between the rest of us and Fauci. We know what we know. I know guns. I know gun law very, very well. I know them insanely well. I have no idea why I have the ability to remember things and recall insane facts that I've looked at one time. I do. I don't know immunology, but I know firearms and firearm law, right? Kane knows digital radio stuff and apparently football, and Rachel even knows football, and so does Steve. I don't. I know I don't know football. There is no way I'm going to argue with anybody over football. If there was a bad pass or whatever, I couldn't even argue about it with anybody because I wouldn't know that it happened. Unless they set it on fire and stabbed a guy on the field, I would not know that that was not in the rules, you know? I mean, I don't know. I don't know what you can and can't do. I'm just saying, if somebody, like, took off their jock strap and swung it around and used it like a slingshot, I wouldn't know that that wasn't actually a... Was that allowed? That's probably not allowed either, is it? I don't know. I don't know. I'm just saying, that's the difference, though. We know what we know, and we know what we don't know. He does not know what he doesn't know, and that's dangerous. That is dangerous, especially when you are trying to be a player in everything. You know, he could just say, I don't know how that's an appropriate question to ask me, Dana. I don't know how that's an appropriate question to ask. I mean, I can, if you lick a dirty gun, I can tell you what would happen. I mean, just
goes blah, blah, blah.
Okay, see what I'm saying here? It's just it's just kind of tough. Come on. It's tough. So I just don't know why they're asking this dude these questions. This is the thing, though, okay? They are very, very intent on defining everything that they want to control as a public health issue. Which I'm confused because I thought it was infrastructure, right? So what's the difference between infrastructure and a public health emergency? Well, not a damn thing. That's, I mean, ultimately, it's about things that they want to control. That's what it comes down to. That's a favorite tactic of the Marxist left, to refer to everything they dislike as a public health issue so they can justify their demand to control it. That's what this all is. Now, there's not an issue with an inanimate object that is illegally carried and used in the commission of a felony. And a mental health issue is quite different from the discussion, the argument that we're, the debate that we're having over firearm law. I was having a discussion with friends over the weekend about specifically, you know, what do you do if someone is a danger and you are concerned that they're going to hurt themselves or, you know, anything else. There are so many legal options. And that's one of the reasons I was telling a friend of mine, this is why I never liked the red flag or ERPO, which is the extreme risk protection order, because, you know, civil commitments, you know, while they're not perfect, they do more to protect due process and actually look at the cause of what's happening than red flags do. People who are genuinely interested in the issue of mental wellness and mental health and making it to where someone who is mentally unstable to the point of being dangerous to themselves or others, those individuals, you don't solve that issue or address it with a red flag, which only focuses on guns. It does not focus on mental health or anything. There's no mental health evaluation. There is nothing. Whereas something like a civil commitment, you have to, it first off, it has to come by way of people who are credibly acquainted with your mental health issue or with you. It can't just be any Tom, Dick, or Harry who's going to revenge report you. And you actually get due process. You get to talk to a judge. You get a mental evaluation by a trained professional. All of this stuff happens before penalties are enforced. It does more to address mental wellness and mental health and the danger aspect than red flags ERPA, which only focus on a gun. Because if someone, for instance, if they're hell-bent on killing themselves, you're just taking away one tool, but what about the rest of them out there? That's the whole point. Mental health is a public issue separate from criminals driving the crime rate using legal objects in an illegal manner. It's just weird that they would ask him that. But you see what they're doing. And you see why that everyone's focusing on, because right now they're trying to create in the public's mind this panic. That look at everything that's happening here. Look at it. Very dangerous stuff. This is a public health issue. Very much so.
The Biden administration keeps saying there's a challenge at the border, but not a crisis. If President Biden and Vice President Harris were willing to come down and see what I've seen, they would know it's a major crisis if they were willing to admit it. I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest edition of The Sarah Carter Show, I'll give you the real story from my own reporting at the border, and I speak with Chris Cabrera of the National Border Patrol Council. Please join us. Subscribe to The Sarah Carter Show on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
A Florida man who deputies had claimed to be a special agent was tased multiple times while resisting arrest. According to an affidavit, Volusia County Sheriff's Office said in a charging affidavit that a deputy had responded to a report of a suspicious person. 42-year-old George Prosok, who looks a hell of a lot older than 42. Jiminy Cricket. He actually said it right. Look at that. I always say Jiminy Christmas, which I prefer. Deputies ran his license. He was in a vehicle in a driveway. He told deputies that he went to the home because he had something in his eyes and was looking for a water hose to flush him out. But they ran his license. He had a warrant out for violation of a pretrial release. He fought the deputies, resisted arrest. They had to tase him. He was able to remove the probes from his body, and he ended up getting tased again. They finally took him into jail, and he got another battery on a law enforcement officer and resisting an officer with violence. He got another charge on top of it. There you go. I know. They didn't listen, and they should have listened when he was telling them to stop, when they were telling him to stop. A South Florida restaurant buys robots to fight staffing issues. Robots. The future of food. It's called Mr. Q Crab House. It's in Hollywood, Florida. They have three food service bots. They are electronic workers. They have been performing various tasks assigned to servers and front of the house workers. The robots greet customers. They help them to their seats, and they even run food out to tables. This terrifies the ever-loving hell out of me. This is scary? That's scary. I think it's weird, man. $30,000 for three of them.
Yeah, see, that's a lot cheaper than $15 an hour for three different people.
They're weird, and they don't look like with the arms and legs. They look like a Dyson fan with shelves in the middle, and I guess that's what they set the food on, and yeah. Then it brings the food out. But it's still, so it doesn't have any arms, so it can't strangle you or kill you to death I guess. But that's just a matter of time, right? Just a matter of time. Let's see here. I got a couple of others. Oh, my gosh. Oh, a man sped in his car and jumped over the gap of a raising drawbridge. This was in Daytona. I mean, it is Daytona. So don't do that. But I am saying, I'd be like, it's in Daytona. Well, it makes a little bit more sense. I mean, it's still finable, but, you know, makes a little bit more sense. Let's see here. Oh, my gosh. There's a couple of other ones. Oh, the Florida woman who spotted the baby dinosaur. A Florida woman, this is Fox 35 in Palm Coast. She's questioning whether or not there are prehistoric creatures back because she saw what looked like a baby dinosaur run across her yard. She goes, it's a raptor. It looks like a baby dinosaur. Maybe I've watched Jurassic Park too many times. It's Christina Ryan in Florida. It was on her security footage. And then everyone started talking about UFOs after that. Woo!
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.